I'm Ebony Boadu. This is Bars of Steel. Today we've got Kobe D in the booth.
What's up?
You ready?
So let me take you back to where this story began. Little Jody, cousin Cody, and their best friend Ben. They used to play and pretend like they had money to spend, but in reality a dollar wasn't coming for them. When daddy locked in the pen, the others gone from the start. Family's broken apart. Jody's mother used to beat him till his skin turned dark. If she was bad in that grub, made him sleep in the backyard with both of his dogs. That's why he started smoking. Felt like his only escape. She used to beat him cause she only saw his father's face. But he was only a kid, 14 years old, trying to keep a warm heart in a world so cold. His cousin Cody didn't have it much better, but he was making that cheddar. However, he could but never forget where he came from. See, he had to be strong, cause his mother's getting sick and doesn't have too long. So he had to step up, no relying on luck. He's robbing anyone he sees just to make a quick buck. Their buddy Ben wasn't known to be calm. First person that they thought of when they heard a car alarm. He was always in a daze, couple pills up in his palm. See, his mother was an addict with a needle in her arm. Yeah, the three shared that same struggle. Destined for the hard life, for getting into trouble when they did. On this particular day, Cody thought of an idea with guaranteed pay. But the plan to little Jody didn't seem okay. But his older cousin Cody just convinced him to stay. He told him this is what will separate the boy from a man. So he carried on and listened to the rest of the plan. He said, yo, it's really quite simple. Run up to the sec, he put that gun up to his temple. Right, and me and Ben will take the register. He makes a move, you take a shot and show him that you better, bruh. Okay, and so off they went. It was a long, quiet ride with a strong, sweaty scent. Little Jody was shaking up in his boots. He thinks if he shoots, then he might just compromise the loot. But it's too late for second thoughts. They all jump up at the car and just straight for the doors. And Jody cocks his gun, points it straight to the guard. Says if you cooperate, then this don't gotta be hard. Says if you wanna go home, simply lay on the floor. Don't move until all of us are out of the door. Ben and Cody's got the money, everything seems smooth. Until he's seen that Seki's arm slowly start to move. But Jody can't pull that trigger. Instead he takes a bullet wound straight to his liver. And it was no surprise, they grabbed the money in a hurry, left him there to die. He doesn't wonder why, he just looks up to the sky and smiles in pride. He's happy he can finally die, cause he can never do it himself. He never thought that a soul would even dare to help. And so we pray that he rest in peace, but we're just happy that he finally made it out of the streets.